Philips Hampel PLC teacher dictated his date is 01/29/2024. Dictation is for Ocel Rios. Rios spells R-I-O-S. Ocel spells O-S-E-L. Date of birth is 11/03/2009. This is a 14-year-old child accompanied by mom here with a throat pain. Mom said this has been going on for approximately 4 days. They brought him in today because of worsening pain. Describe pain as 6/10 worse with swallowing. Pain is confined to his throat and is non-radiating. Child denies trauma, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports loss of his voice, but denies loss of taste or loss of smell. Next line. Patient reports runny nose. Said discharge from his nose is clear. He also reports nasal congestion, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports cough. Says cough is productive of yellowish phlegm. Denies chest pain. Denies respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Correction, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 132/72. Pulse 92. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous, synodematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate presence. Next paragraph. Uvula. Is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Yes, tensor, anterior nodes bilaterally, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented time 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis, strep. Assessment number 2, acute COVID-19 infection. Number 3, acute cough. Number 4, acute rhinitis, period. Now today we did the following tests on this patient: strep, flu A, and COVID. Flu A is negative, strep and COVID are positive. Mom and I had a lengthy discussion about child's condition, the importance of being in isolation to increase fluids and promote brat diet at least for the next 2 days, after which he can return to his normal diet if he feels better, period. Strongly encouraged to come back to the emergency room. Just come back to the clinic or go to the local emergency room if child does not improve, period. Child was offered injection but declined, says he's afraid of shots. Was sent home with the following medication: Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, open parentheses, child requested pills. He said he does not like liquid, period. Next medication, Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams, 1 PO QHS for 14 days. Number 14, I strongly encourage to increase fluids, to come back to clinic if worse, go to nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.